William Shakespeare created some of the grandest characters in all theater. Many of those characters came straight from English history. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival wanted to know if American writers could mine our own history for colorful plays. Seattle playwright Robert Schenken took the challenge. His play All the Way chronicles part of Lyndon Baines Johnson's turbulent presidency. The play won a Tony Award for its Broadway production last spring. Seattle Repertory Theater commissioned Schenken to continue his LBJ saga with a second play called Great Society. Both dramas have their Seattle premieres at Seattle Rep starting this week. I asked Robert Schenken why he decided to take on the project.
I grew up with LBJ. I grew up in Austin, Texas. My father knew him casually. And in my household in 1964, he was a really good guy. And so I'm 11 years old. It's the first election in which I participate. I go down to campaign headquarters with my mom. I stuff envelopes. I have stickers on my books, a button on my shirt, and I get to stay up late and watch the returns. And in the Manichaean world of American politics in 1964, it was a triumph of light over darkness. And then 15 years later, as a young man trying to be an artist in this country with a family, becoming increasingly aware of the social network on which I depend and my family depends, realizing that they are part of the Great Society legacy, I had a different feeling. So I have this history, this personal history here. But, LBJ is just a fascinating guy. I mean, he is truly Shakespearean in the way we use that word. I mean, not only big physically, but big in his appetites, big in his ambitions, big in his virtues, big in his vices, big in his triumphs, and big in his tragedy. When you ask aides or people who knew Lyndon Johnson, well, what was he like? The standard response goes something like this. It's that, well, he was the most generous, the most selfish, the most noble, the most sadistic, the kindest, the cruelest, the most heroic, the most petty man I ever knew in my life. I love what Bill Moyers said about LBJ. He said, the 11 most interesting people I ever met was Lyndon Johnson. His administration is a kind of high water mark in progressive legislation. It's Medicare, it's Medicaid, mass transit, consumer protection, environmental protection, the 1964 Civil Rights Act, the 1965 Voting Rights Act, the Fair Housing Act, housing and urban development. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's extraordinary.
I'm talking with award-winning playwright Robert Schenken, and he's written two plays about LBJ. In thinking about him, I am flashing to the movie Lincoln. This is a man who knew how to work the back room. I mean, really knew how to work the back rooms. And so when you just rattled off the list of things he accomplished, let's just say we're looking at it through the context of the political situation that we find ourselves in today.
It's hard to think of a president who came into office with Lyndon Johnson's legislative career, with his extraordinary knowledge of the system. He had been, of course, in the House and then in the Senate, and very quickly Senate Majority Leader, and he was brilliant. LBJ lived, breathed, and ate politics. He had no hobbies. He had no other interests. It was just politics. He loved the rough and tumble. He loved the deal-making. He loved the people.
As a dramatist, what kind of responsibility do you have to a real-life character?
This is a very interesting issue, of course. I'm always very clear whenever I speak in public to say, look, I am not a historian. I'm not a documentarian. I'm not here presenting the historical facts of the case. I have a point of view. I am interested in this story for a very particular reason, and in my case, the thematic concern is one of longstanding interest to me, and that is power and morality, particularly as expressed in the political arena. In order to achieve good ends, what means are we allowed to use? How far can we go? What lines can we cross? What lines can't we cross? So what that means is that I will play fast and loose with chronology. I will invent dialogue that never got said. I'll put people together who didn't necessarily occupy the same space at the same time. And that's fine, because there's a very different standard applicable here.
This hasn't, I mean, you're from Texas. This hasn't always been your hometown. What does working here, aside from relationships that you have with theaters, how does it affect you as a playwright?
Well, I don't know that it affects me as a playwright so much as a human being. I think one of the keys to happiness is living somewhere where your external environment reflects your internal environment. Mm-hmm. And I think Seattle does that for me. It's that combination of the ocean and the fresh water and the mountains and the rain and the seasons and the green everywhere. It just is so fulfilling at some basic psychic level. I breathe easier when I'm here. I think that Seattle possesses an extraordinary wealth of talent, of theater talent, in terms of writers, in terms of actors, in terms of designers and directors. We struggle economically. I worry that there's not always enough work to keep our best artists occupied, and we lose people. At the same time, the audience here is a very savvy, theater-going audience. There's a lot of new work beginning to happen in a lot of different places. That's very gratifying.
You've won a Pulitzer Prize. You've been honored. There's all those accolades that one gets from your career. But I wonder what are the personal rewards for you as a playwright in this? It can't just be that you put a little statue on a shelf.
No, no. Although I like the little statue on my shelf. No, actually, there have been a lot of blessings, particularly recently as a result of these two plays. I have gotten to meet some extraordinary individuals in the course of this, including some people who are personal heroes of mine, such as Bob Moses. That is a true gift, you know. That's wonderful. And then the other part of it is that the plays themselves, certainly All the Way, and hopefully Great Society will, have entered the national conversation. They have actually provoked thought and controversy and dialogue about Lyndon Baines Johnson, about the Democratic Party, about civil rights, about how hard it is today to get legislation passed, and why is that? And, you know, the political class in New York and in Washington, D.C. was very taken with All the Way. We had lots of, you know, Nancy Pelosi came and saw the show twice and then brought the Democratic caucus with her the second time. And she's not alone in that. It really did provoke a useful and necessary conversation. And that, as a writer, as a playwright, is something you really hope to achieve, but is rare.
Award-winning Seattle playwright Robert Schenken. His two-part saga about Lyndon Baines Johnson opened this week at Seattle Repertory Theater.